Welcome to the State of Business with the Ohio Society of CPAs. This is the show for CPAs, where we discuss the latest developments in technology, business management, career planning, and much more that are impacting the way you advance the state of business. I'm Jessica Salerno, and in this episode, I'm speaking with Danitha Doe, an entrepreneur who is shaking up the accounting profession. Danitha and I talked about what the life of an entrepreneur is like, what younger accountants want from the profession, and how the younger generation can set themselves up for success. This is what she had to say. Thank you for joining us today, Danitha. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Jessica. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, I was hoping first you could talk a little bit about your background.
Absolutely. Well, I started my accounting career in school. I studied economics, and I also focused in accounting because both of my parents are accountants and I wanted to follow in their path. Mm-hmm. After school, I, in a roundabout way, ended up getting a staff accountant job at a ski resort. This was after being at the Grand Canyon for a few weeks, doing some side gig stuff. And after that position, then moved to the Bay Area where I became a CFO for a small creative agency.
And now you run your own business. Can you tell me what that's like?
It is the most rewarding and challenging thing I could have ever signed up for. I love being an entrepreneur. I knew from a really young age, in fact, from the age of 8, that I wanted to be a small business owner.
Wow.
And I'm so grateful that I'm able to do exactly what I love to do. At the same time, it is a lot of work, both internally in terms of self-awareness, as well as professionally, really developing a business that can sustain me.
Mm-hmm. And how has that sort of entrepreneur lifestyle, how have you formed one that works for your own? I know there's a lot of discussion about work-life integration, and especially when you run your own business, that's a lot of work on you.
It is. My journey as an entrepreneur has really been one of inner work, personal development. The more, and it sounds a little maybe woo-woo, if you will, but a lot of the work for me in this journey of being an entrepreneur has been becoming more self-aware and understanding of what makes me happy and what I'm passionate about and how I envision my life and what I want that to look like. And the more work that I've done around that, allowing myself to dream and imagine and take chances on myself, has manifested into a business that I can do full time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you have a very successful podcast on your own and you're out talking to other people. So I'm curious, what are you hearing from the younger millennial accountants about what they're looking for out of their work today?
Definitely. I launched the Future of Accounting podcast last August. It hasn't been a year yet. And I launched it because I wanted to connect with others within the profession, other thought leaders about what they saw the future of the profession to be. I certainly have my perspective, but I'm only one person, and I wanted to hear what others were thinking. And I didn't realize, though, once I started, that it would be such a resource for young professionals. I've had so many messages from college students and accountants in their first few years of their career saying, thank you so much. This has been a virtual mentor for me, listening, being able to listen to these other thought leaders. And what I'm hearing is just that young accounting professionals want access to a mentor. Sometimes they have that at their current company or at university, perhaps a professor is someone they consider a mentor. Mm-hmm. But there are many that feel that they don't know what questions to ask and they don't know what is possible. That hearing from someone that has done it, is doing something within their career that may be against the grain or a little bit different, has opened their minds up to what's possible. That's what I'm really hearing. Some of the challenges that I'm hearing are they aren't sure what steps to take in their career in terms of what skills they need to develop in order to be successful. Mm-hmm. They aren't sure if it's possible to have work-life integration. Should they just accept that they're going to work all the time?
Right.
Especially during tax season. Right. And those are the types of things that they're challenged with that I'm hearing, that they want some guidance in those areas.
And I'm curious, what are ways, and this might be a two-part question, of how those younger accountants can set themselves up for success? And then on the other side of it, how can their employers and the people, you know, leading them, helping them shape their careers do the same? How can they make sure that they're setting their employees up for success?
That is a great question. And I will answer it in two parts because, well, it's a collaborative effort.
Right.
It takes both sides, all parties, to create an environment where we all feel seen, heard, and appreciated and supported in whatever capacity we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
From the young professional's perspective, if you're a young accountant, I would recommend first getting really clear on what you want. So there are some that want to have a family at some point, or you may want to travel more, or you may want to pursue a path that leads to being a CFO versus a partner versus starting your own practice. So you have to get really clear on what you want, because until you do, no one's going to be able to support you in getting there. Then, once you have gotten clear about that, communicate that to, if it's an employer or a colleague, about what you need to be able to achieve that.
Mm-hmm.
From the employer hiring manager's perspective, in terms of creating an environment, I would say listen. That's the biggest thing, is ask questions, check in with your staff, see where they're at, and what they are hoping to achieve. I'll give an example of this. There was one accountant, that young professional accountant, that messaged me on LinkedIn,
mm-hmm,
after one of my podcast interviews where the guest had shared that they had moved from audit to more advisory work. And the guest talked about how she was nervous about communicating that to her senior manager, that she wanted to try something else. But from encouragement from the senior manager, creating an environment where she felt comfortable asking questions, she was able to transition her role into another department. And a young professional reached out to me and said, oh my goodness, I have been thinking the same thing, that I love the firm, I love the company that I'm working for, but not necessarily the work that I'm doing. And I didn't know how to articulate that,
right,
to a manager. So even things like that, it's knowing what you want, hearing it from other people, that it's possible, and then for the employer hiring manager to create an environment where someone feels comfortable coming to you about it.
Right. I think absolutely hearing that from other people, especially when you're younger, it can seem kind of intimidating. Maybe the ideas you have about your career or the things that you don't know, and to have someone to go to, whether that's for reassurance or it's guidance, I think makes a big difference.
It absolutely does. And if you don't have that person in your life, reading helps too.
Mm-hmm.
That can open up so many doors. It sounds so simple, but I've interviewed probably 60 people now for the podcast, and 90% of them, as one of their tips to young professionals, is to read as much as you can. It sounds
right.
So simple, but it opens up the world to you about what's possible.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, there are a lot of opportunities for accountants now. You know, it doesn't need to just be you only work at a firm and you only do that a certain type of tax work. We know this, that there's a lot of other things that they can do. What do you see kind of as the future for accountants who are trying to create a world where they can enjoy the work that they do while also having a life?
Definitely. I believe the future of accounting includes embracing technology, which we have a lot of conversations about, but truly embracing it in a way that allows you to be efficient at your work and open up more time for you to do the other skills that business owners and your firm is going to need you to do, such as advisory, process improvements, really focusing on technology so that you can have more time to offer those types of services.
Right.
To your clients. The other aspect that is more on the, I call them savvy skills versus soft skills,
mm-hmm,
that's going to be more important to develop as technology is commoditizing a lot of the roles that humans typically do. Now a machine can do it.
Right.
So how are you showing up as a human in your role? It's really important. And
yeah,
what does that look like? It means developing a brand around yourself, really identifying what your niche specialization is or your process improvement specialization is within a firm, or if you're a sole practitioner, how are you presenting yourself to small business clients, and really honing that in. If it's not personal branding, executive presence may resonate more if you're in a corporate environment.
Right.
Really developing that and creating a name for yourself.
Yeah, it's about looking at creating more value for the people you serve and how you can do it yourself by being more imaginative, more helpful in the way you offer them, more thoughtful in the things that you're giving your clients or whoever you're serving.
Absolutely, yes, because for right now, robots can't do that. Robots can't imagine and dream. But as humans, we can.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's going to set you apart. There's so many examples of positions that have changed because of technology. The secretary used to only do typing. Now the secretary is an executive assistant that can arguably run the ship for the company. Mm-hmm. And that's because technology has pushed that position to a point where they had to be more holistic in their services. The same thing's happening in accounting, whether that's bookkeeping, tax, audit. There is technology now that can do a lot of that work. And now the opportunity is that accountants can provide more higher level services.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So if you were offering advice to younger accountants starting out in their career, what would that be?
That's such a great question. Because
it's a big question.
It is a big question.
Because it depends on so much.
It depends on so much. And I'm also laughing because I ask all my guests this, and now I'm realizing how hard of a question that is to answer.
Yeah.
One tip for accountants.
Okay.
Are you saying one tip?
It can be more than one. Because I say similar things, you know, if there's one thing that you think of immediately, but if there's multiple, more than one piece of advice, go for it.
Sure. So I would say the number one tip I would give, I'll stick with one. The number one tip is a combination of reading, but reading about how technology is shifting the profession. Stay on top of how firms are incorporating AI, blockchain, RPA into their processes and what that means for the roles within that firm. Because as an accountant, especially if you follow the Big Four and what they're doing, Deloitte, for instance, has a campus in New York where they have a center completely devoted to blockchain and how they're going to implement that into their cybersecurity offerings.
Right.
So now there are accounting firms thinking about cybersecurity as some sort of service. Stay on top of that, because that's going to mean that your role, function, value add is going to shift along with that.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Danitha.
Thanks for having me. This has been so fun, Jessica.
Yeah, I really look forward to listening to more of your podcast and hearing more about you in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks again to Danitha for coming in. And don't forget to follow us on social media. You can find the links to our channels in the episode description. And if you like the podcast, please spread the word. Share a link or tweet that you're listening. And send me your thoughts on this episode or an idea for a future podcast at jsalerno@ohiocpa.com. Thanks for listening.